AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Searching for survivors, but only one body so far has been found in the Black Sea, where a Russian military transport crashed.
It carried 92 people, including 8 crew members, and among the passengers were members of a world-famous Alexandrov military band, which has widely performed abroad for many decades.
AP correspondent Vladimir Isachenkov reports the plane also carried 9 journalists who were covering the military band's trip to entertain troops at a Russian airbase in Syria. The Tu-154 disappeared from radar after taking off from Sochi on the Black Sea, but there's no word on what might have caused it to crash.
Obviously, it could be a technical malfunction or a crew error. At this stage, officials saying that a terror attack was not a possibility because the plane belonged to the military. It was under close oversight at the airport.
A 10-year-old girl died on a transatlantic flight Saturday from Toronto to London. The Air Canada flight had a doctor and a nurse aboard, but they couldn't save the child when the aircraft diverted to Shannon, Ireland. Weather today, Christmas Day, is going to be pretty mild east of the Mississippi River, but old man winter will dictate what happens in some western states.
Some of the higher elevations of Southern California are actually under a winter storm warning, remains in effect until 3 a.m. on Sunday for portions of the Riverside County Mountains and San Diego County Mountains.
Meteorologist Ariel Cohen at the Storm Prediction Center says the weather will be worse in the upper Midwest.
We are watching a very strong storm system that is expected to emerge over the central United States on Christmas Day. It'll be bringing a relatively warm and humid air mass for this time of year northward into portions of the central Great Plains.
A large swath of the Dakotas is under a blizzard warning. This is AP Radio News. The Patriots have moved closer to securing home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Tom Brady says the Pats are peaking.
We made some plays down the field. I thought the ones before halftime were pretty big because they gave us some good momentum going there at half, whether it was the PI and then the – so, you know, the defense played great, got us the ball a lot. You know, it was a great win. We played in some tough conditions.
Tom Brady threw for 214 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Patriots' 41-3 win over the New York Jets, the Patriots' 13th win of the season. Patriots led 27-0 at halftime. Brady already had thrown his 3 touchdown passes to tight ends Martellus Bennett and Matt Engel and running back James White. Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler had a huge game with 2 pass interceptions and a fumble recovery. And for the second straight week, Jets quarterback Bryce Petty left the game in the first quarter with an injury, replaced by Ryan Fitzpatrick. Tom Cuddy, Foxborough.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.